It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Money for Lunch. And for a lot of us, both in the U.S. and in Canada, we had yesterday off, Labor Day weekend. And it's one of those rare events where it lines up with the exact holiday with our friends from the North, from the Great White North. So anyway, hope that you guys were able to enjoy your extended weekend. And I hope that you were able to, sleep in late, wild, crazy stuff like that. Maybe spend some extra time with the family. It's interesting that just recently I was quoted in an interview in ThriveGlobal.com. That is Huffington Post. What's her name? Adriana Huffington. She sold Huffington Post a while back. She had to wait a few years. Now she's back in the publishing business. Thrive Global is the name of that brand. Anyway, so one of the questions that was asked to me was, what do I think that is hurting a lot of our productivity? Sleep. It's one of those things that we have taken for granted. We abuse it all the time. You have tons of people who are sleep deprived, and they're trying to make it up by taking energy drinks, right? Now, look, there are times when we all have to sacrifice, sleep. There may be times we have to sacrifice our family because we have to get a project done, right? It's just the way it is, right? So that should be the exception, not the rule. And if you were constantly sleep deprived, if you're constantly, in this situation where, you're putting yourself, I don't want to necessarily say the word at risk, but you're depleting your resources. So think about it like this. You can go several days without, with bad sleep. And that's fine. But when you're doing it all the time, right, believe it or not, it adds to your weight gain. Because your cholesterol, the stress hormone is more prevalent in your body. It adds it weakens your immune system. If you are a male, it reduces your testosterone. So over a period of time, you are making yourself vulnerable to disease, not to mention if you're trying to make up lack of sleep by taking energy drinks, guess what? They're also adding to your weight gain because energy drinks tend to create more of that stress hormone. And so it's just a terrible thing. Now, what can you do about it? You just have to get to bed early. I actually schedule going to bed because I'm one of those individuals that I can easily get lost on my screen. And if I don't have a little thing and it's on my watch, it's on my phone that, hey, at 8 p.m. at night, I got to start shutting down. So I start shutting down at 8 p.m. my time, obviously. And so by 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock, I am now relaxed enough to start winding down. So I can actually get to sleep, actual sleep, by 9:30. Now, for some people, that seems a little early. Keep in mind that I typically get up around 4:30 in the morning so I can be in the gym. And I know on days that I am sleep deprived, I don't want to get up and go to the gym. Right? You start to lose that momentum. I hate hitting my snooze. And if you are one of those individuals that are starting your day off with hitting your snooze button, i.e. you're starting the day off procrastinating, then you might want to consider getting to bed early. If you're so tired that you're automatically hitting the snooze button, it might be time to rethink your sleep, right? It's crucially important. All right, let me step off the soapbox there, and let's start our day with a quote of the day. And this is, what do you call it, from Anne Frank. I don't think of all the misery, but I think of all the beauty that still remains. Anne Frank. And for those who are not familiar with Anne Frank, this is a young girl who became famous after she died in the concentration camps. Her diary, the Anne Frank diary, became famous and lives to remind us that not all the misery, but the beauty that still remains. And having said that, let's get the day started with my guest today. I'm excited. Bjorn C. Martinoff is here today. Bjorn Martinoff is the author of Develop Exponential Power book series, recommended by my friend Marshall Goldsmith. And Marshall has been on our show multiple times. Marshall Goldsmith is the Thinkorswift Award winner, sponsored by Harvard Business Review for most influential leadership thinker in the world. In 2016 and 2017, Bjorn was awarded the Global Coaching Leadership Award and was named Thought Leader of Thought Leaders on the Bloomberg TV series Thought Leaders. Bjorn Martinoff, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you, Bart. It's an honor being there. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. And you know what? I think it's kind of cool to be recognized as the thought leader of thought leaders by Bloomberg. That's pretty nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's special, definitely special.
All right.
But
so
the key is to remain humble. The key is always to remain humble.
Yes, man. We could talk about that, couldn't we? That's that right there. Is such an important thing. You know, I tell my kid all the time that all of the biggest mistakes that I've made in life, financial mistakes, business mistakes, all of my mistakes in life, as far as the big ones, the ones that have impacted me the most, is because of my inability to remain humble, to start believing my own press clippings. And you know, it's amazing how, you know, whoever said, pride comes before the fall really knew what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. Because when you get, when you really start to believe your press clippings, when you start to lose that humility, you know, whether you believe in God or, you know, the universe, whatever, certainly the world has a way of spanking you back down to humility, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does that to me all the time. When I fall into the trap of too much certainty, when I think I know it all, sure enough, something's going to happen. You know, by the way, you know, certainty. When we're afraid, you know, in life, certainty seems like a friend. But when we have too much certainty, it slows us down because we stop learning. Right? We stop being open to new information coming in and so forth. And so it's always a warning sign when there's too much certainty.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you know, interesting as humans go, when we have too much certainty, we also, I think, become bored. You know, it's one of those weird things about humans, right? We want a certain level of certainty,
yeah.
But too much of it, you know, we become bored and restless. And you
that's
know,
right.
So we need a certain level
and complacent.
Of variety. Yes.
Yeah. We become complacent and we stop learning. Because we think we already know it all, right? You know, I think in life sometimes we go through phases like that, especially first time when you're a teenager, you know. You think you know it all. And then I work with many CEOs, they're kind of stuck there, you know. It's difficult to get them out of that place. You almost have to shake
yeah.
their reality a bit to shake up their certainty, you know, and create a little bit of uncertainty. Uncertainty, also known as adventure, and much more fun.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's
yeah.
Here's what's interesting. Again, it's a human thing that we hate when we're going through a tough challenge. I mean, we hate this, like you said, uncertainty. We hate that.
Right.
When you look back at your life, probably for most of us, some of our best moments, some of our proudest moments, is when we had that hardship and we came through it. When we had that challenge that we weren't unsure about, maybe we lost our job or we, quote, lost everything. Or,
yes.
I don't know, maybe the book that you spent 2 or 3 years writing isn't working the way you thought it was going to work, but you still push along, and you overcome, and you're on the other side of that adventure. And you feel good because you can look back at all the things that you've learned. And sometimes some of the best relationships come out of these hard times.
Yep. Yeah. And you become a new person. You know, you become
yeah.
more of your true self.
Yeah.
A real
yeah,
powerful.
I like that.
Because I believe we're all powerful. That's our innate talent, right? We're all very powerful beings. But that power is not always visible, right? We need to be able to unleash it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about, I want to get your thoughts on what you think the future of leadership is looking like. I think that everything that we're talking about is a form of leadership. It's certainly an attribute of leadership. So give me your thoughts. Future
right.
of leadership.
Yeah, so it kind of started early in my life. I was challenged by being extremely shy. You know, I was even stuttering. Can you believe it? If I'd speak to more than one person. Hard to imagine now, I know, but so I was on this lifelong search for confidence, you know, and in the process of looking for my own confidence, I started studying up on power, right? So I read books on power, and however, I was not satisfied with what I was reading there. I was reading about trickery and manipulation and how to cheat people. I'm like, how can that be powerful? That doesn't sit well with me, you know. It kind of like gives me this yucky feeling, right? And so I pretty quickly realized that the world was confused about power. And that then formed the foundation for the conversation about leadership. And the way the world was confused was the world thought trickery and manipulation and cheating, that was powerful. There were books written about that, entire books with 48 laws of power, right? And all it is, it's about how to cheat people and how to outmaneuver people. And it didn't sit well with me. I said, how can this be power? I don't think this is power. And eventually it dawned on me that this is not power, but force. You know? Force people. And when I force you, are you going to like it?
No.
When I force you to do something, though, right? What happens to your energy when I force you to do something? Does
it
go up or does it go down? Do you feel good? It dissipates, right? It diminishes
right.
your energy. And so I realized that with force, when force is applied, energy goes down. Yeah, so our innate energy goes down. When I interact with a person in force, the energy goes down. I said, isn't that interesting? And then what does that mean about power now? So I figured power must be the opposite. Power must be an increase in energy. And when I plug in my iPhone in the wall, right, I know power is coming out, or call it energy. We take that for granted. But when we talk about human beings, then energy all of a sudden has a different meaning, right? But it's actually the same. Yeah, energy, power increases energy. So we discovered the distinction between power and force was that power increases energy and force decreases it, right? And even our world leaders are confused about that. Or maybe they won't have to be confused about that, so they can use force on us, you know, force in the world, and get away with it, right? Meaning that it is powerful. But it's really just forceful. And so after discovering that, and I give a lot of speeches and talks at HR conventions and leadership conventions, and I asked, first, on what side is that? Is that more on management or leadership? And 95%, more than 95% said, oh, it's more on management. And I said, then power, where is that? Oh, it's more with leadership, right? So the new definition of leadership is being able to channel energy in the direction of an outcome. Yeah, so positive and increase energy, not diminish energy. You know? I can achieve my outcome by forcing the issue, but the energy goes down. And think about it today. In a world where we have to achieve more and more and more with less and less and less resources, can we truly afford to lower the energy of our people?
No,
we cannot,
I mean, look.
We cannot.
Without energy, you know, I was talking about that, right? So something as losing
right.
a few hours of sleep over time will immediately start to diminish
yes.
our abilities, our energies, and all of a sudden you don't want to get into
Absolutely.
The gym or – you know, you don't want to spend time doing the things that are important to you because what's the old saying? Fatigue makes cowards of us all. And, you know, you talk about power, you know, you have to have energy to have the discipline to do the things you want to do. You know, just to,
yeah.
just to, you know, get up and get going is all based on
yes.
your power, your energy. So I like what you're saying there
right.
a lot.
Yeah, it's actually brings a lot of clarity to the subject, yeah, because the world's been confused about it for thousands of years, you know? And it's kind of so obvious when you think about it, but then you wonder why hasn't the world come up with it sooner.
Yeah, well, and I think you hit the nail on the head,
yeah.
right? It's the confusion. Look,
right.
You
yes.
look at so many things out there that people are having trouble with, and then it's because there's so much confusion about it, and you have opposing forces. I always like to use the whole tobacco cigarette thing because I don't think you need to be a very smart individual
mm-hmm.
to look at cigarettes and say, inhaling smoke is bad. All right, that you don't need to be very smart to understand that inhaling
right.
smoke into our body is not a natural,
no.
normal thing. It's bad. And then for anybody, when I first tried cigarettes as a young boy, I thought this is ridiculous. This hurts. I'm coughing. This is stupid. Who would want to do this? And so yet, there's a lot of people. Go ahead.
The same, and I realized that I was only doing it to boost my confidence, you know, to make me feel more like an adult. You know, I was
yes.
maybe 12 years old, I think. And as soon as I realized that, I stopped smoking. I said, I don't need this.
There you go.
I'm mature enough as it is. I need to look up to myself.
Right. By the way, looking to yourself, I think it's a great source of power as you're talking about that. But here's what's so interesting about the whole tobacco debate or the whole cigarette debate, Bjorn, and that is for years, the tobacco company tried to make it very difficult, right? They would not give you a straight answer. They had all the science showing you that tobacco wasn't that bad and it wasn't addictive and blah, blah, blah. When they knew better the entire time. And my point being is they did everything they could to make it confusing. And I think that there's a lot of confusion out there. You mentioned how many people are confused between force and power. And I think that to me is a great example of what's happening out there. There's a lot of information, but maybe we don't have as much knowledge or wisdom as we think we do.
Right. And it's more confusing when you know beings like Yoda are confused, right? When he says, "May the Force be with you," right? I don't want the Force to be with me. I want the power to be with me.
All right, now we're getting serious when we're doing that. But you're right. I think that's exactly what he meant. Is may the power be with you.
Right.
I really do like your explanation, the difference between power and force, because nobody likes to be forced on them, right? No, you don't want to force yourself on somebody, and nobody wants that. Your children, I think, is a great example. I immediately think of my kids when sometimes you are forcing your kids to do something. You know, you can see their self-esteem. You can see their energy decrease. You can see that they're doing it because they're being forced to do it. And, of course, sometimes as kids, they don't understand that. But I think as parents, we have an obligation to try to help our kids understand why they have to do certain things, right? So anyway, but I love this analogy between the difference between force and power. Let's talk about this real quick. The name of the book, real quick, I want to talk about this, or I want to give this out. Develop Exponential Power. And this is a series of books, correct?
Yes.
How many books in the series right now?
Well, we have a total of 4 books. There's 3 about personal power. There's Develop Exponential Power, and then there's 2 handbooks that go along with it. They're basically books that help you coach yourself on each one of these elements. You know, in this first book, I describe 28 ways how to increase your energy and that of others. You know, mostly in yourself, but also works with others. You know? So this is how you can tell whether you're using force or power is you at their energy, you interact with people or while you interact with people. Is their energy going up or is their energy going down? Right? Are they feeling better or are they? And that's how you know. That's a very quick way of telling. There's no surveys necessary. You don't even have to ask them. You can see it in their faces, like you said, with your children, right?
Yeah, I like that. I think right there is another example of a good leadership. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, a CEO, if people around you feel better, if they feel empowered, if they like being around you, I think that's a good attribute of a leadership. And I think that some leaders, again, I think some leaders, back to what you said earlier, are confusing force with power. All right, listen, we're short on time, so change the subject a little bit. I want to talk about how can we rapidly grow results in our company.
Yes. So I think we've already started talking about it because by increasing energy in our people, the results, they grow rapidly. So in this book, Develop Exponential Power, I talk about 28 ways, right? So one is courage, one might be integrity. The reason why it's exponential, because if I use more than one of these 28 ways, they start multiplying each other, and then when it becomes exponential, the impact. And with it becomes not just an exponential increase in energy, but also an exponential increase in results. Yeah. So we've worked with Samsung in the early 2000s, and they were only a $2 billion electronics company at the time.
Only.
Mm-hmm. And yes, but within 2 years, they were an $8 billion electronics company. Now they're much bigger than that nowadays, but back then that was a fourfold increase in results in only 2 years.
Yeah, which is incredible. It's incredibly difficult to take a $2 billion company to $8 billion in such a short a period of time. That is incredible.
Yes.
Results.
Yes. Yes, yes. And so we're happy to say that we were part of that. You know, it's always a partnership, right? Nobody does it by themselves. It's always teamwork.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
But there was a spark that came from us. And what I like doing with my clients is I like to teach them frameworks so they don't become dependent on me or rely too much on me, but so they can figure it out themselves.
Right.
Or basically coach themselves. And it's very empowering. And that's what we did with Samsung. We thought of a framework on human psychological needs, emotional needs. And we looked at the market from that perspective, the customers, and we compared with the competitors, and we saw where the opportunities were. And then they were brilliant enough to step up to the plate and actually do something about it. Not just because you can have an insight or see something, but if you don't do anything with it, then it's worthless, right?
Absolutely.
And so they stepped up to the plate, and made it happen.
Well,
and made it happen very quickly. The Koreans can be brilliant, you know, they can absolutely be brilliant.
Sure. No, absolutely. And to me, that's a great example of what happens when you apply a framework, or you apply some wisdom that you've learned or knowledge that you've learned, because there's a lot of people out there, Bjorn, that they brag about, hey, I read 100 books a year, and that's great.
Right.
But are you mastering any of those? Are you applying what you read? And I find that very difficult to do. I read like 4 or 5 books a year, and maybe it's closer to 10. But I spend months learning. Mm-hmm. And trying to apply the principles in that book. Otherwise, what's the point?
Well, there's, from my own journey, I can tell you that when we first start studying, like business knowledge, maybe in the beginning, this is exactly what happens. My first book took me 2 years to read. It was called The Celestine Prophecy. I don't know if you remember it from the 1990s. Took me 2 years to read because each chapter I wanted to apply, I wanted to master before I go on to the next chapter. But as I was succeeding with that, I learned about audiobooks and I started listening to audiobooks, and my learning became faster and faster and faster. And at the end, I was reading 100 books a year, some of them several times, because on audio, this is very easy. Because you spend time in the car anyways, right? And it's a waste of time otherwise. And now all of a sudden, I was looking forward to my drive to work and from work.
It's so funny you should say that, because when you're listening to a good book, I'm not so sad to be stuck in traffic. I enjoy it. Oh, great! I got an extra 5 or 10 minutes to listen to this book. And then when there's no traffic and I get to my destination too quickly, I'm like, oh, man, I'm here already? Come on.
Yeah, right, I know.
It's funny.
I had that feeling.
All right, so
too.
Let's talk about this.
Sometimes
I want to talk about this.
Okay.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Sometimes I would even go around another block or two unnecessarily just to finish the chapter,
Absolutely.
Sorry for interrupting.
That's all right. Okay, so if I want to get the book with the 28, strategies or steps or the framework you're talking about, is that book Develop Exponential Power? What book is that in your series?
It's the first book, and it's available on Amazon in paper or also as a Kindle book. All my books are available in both formats.
And what is the name of that book?
It's called Develop Exponential Power.
Okay, it is that one. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about this real quick. Again, I'm going to change the subject on you a little bit because, we're short on time. But as again, we're talking about leadership. We're talking about how to rapidly grow results in your company. One of the key ingredients is having this personal power, this energy within. And again, for those who are just joining us, or in case you missed the book, it's Develop Exponential Power. It's a book series, and this is we're with the best-selling author Bjorn Martinoff. Okay, so my question to you is, how do you deal with fear?
Very good. You know, that's one of the important questions in life. You know, to me, there are several enemies we encounter in life, and the biggest enemy is fear. Our number one enemy is fear, and most people never overcome that enemy. You may think that you have personal enemies or other people that are your enemies. No, they're not. Fear is your only enemy. And the only way to overcome fear is by feeling it and doing it anyways.
Yes.
So every time, and there's a book by that, by Susan Jeffers called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyways. Fantastic book. But every time I do something that I'm afraid to do, that little bit of fear gets knocked off, right? It disappears. It vanishes. And I become a bigger, better person from that. My courage increases and my confidence increases. My ability to take risk increases. And especially when I'm a leader in an organization, risk is an everyday thing, right? I need to be able to deal with it powerfully, not just, oh my God, here I am, right? No, so this is a big one for people, and most people will not overcome this fear, right, or any fear. And so what I call it the hero's journey, because you almost have to be a hero to overcome your fears, right? And every human being on the planet, on Earth, is on this journey that I call the hero's journey, to become bigger, more powerful, more courageous, so we can overcome fear and go on to the next level.
Yes, I love that so very, very much. All right, final question. Do you have a personal affirmation, mantra, self-belief that contributes to your success?
I guess I tell myself I have to do it myself. Not rely on other people too much. You know, sometimes I'm doing it too much now, relying on myself. But there's also a breakthrough available when we work in teams, right? There are certain things that are available that are possible with teams, while it's much harder to do it on your own. You know? So that kind of thinking will get you only so far, and then after that, you need to engage a team. You know?
Yep, I love it. All right, last but not least, if somebody wants to hire you for an engagement, want to talk about consulting or speaking, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Okay, either do a Google search on me or Amazon search, read my books, call me, email me. My email is Bjorn, Bjorn, at fortune100coach.com. Fortune100coach.com.
And that's your website as well, fortune100.com.
Coach, yes. Yes. We have three websites, actually, and this is one of them.
Okay. So we'll just put this one down in the show notes. So it's Fortune Coach. What was it again?
Bjorn at fortune100coach.com.
Coach.com. I love it. Bjorn Martinoff, thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to getting to know you better and having
you
come back.
Well, thanks for having me. This is
more
awesome.
About it. Thank you. And I want to wish you the best success as you continue to tell people about your series Again, the book is Develop Exponential Power. Bjorn, thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks also, Bert.
Good stuff there for Bjorn Martinoff, best-selling author of Develop Exponential Power. And I like so much of what he talked about as far as we have this personal power that we need to develop. I mean, think about it. Some of the things that we talked about today is developing that personal power so you can help other people, lift other people up. You can rapidly grow the results of your company if you have this exponential power. And again, whether you're a teacher, a parent, a grandparent, a CEO, being able to have people, around you feel better and lift them up is what you are all about. So good stuff there. Check out his book, Develop Exponential Power. My friends, let's share this episode with everybody we know, anybody that you think might want to grow their results more rapidly. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.